Hey guys, thanks for attending this talk about CalcLang. CalcLang is a language for calculations. So calculations, CalcLang. And in CalcLang, we write pure functions without side effects. Some of you have probably heard that soundbite before. No side effects means because I tried to develop CalcLang to be flexible. Now, I use a lot of terminology whenever I described functions, but pure functions are similar to formulas and spreadsheets. I'm not the first person to say that, so you'll hear me mix up those terms, formulas and functions. And I want to show you the CalcLang website, which is calclang.dev. So here's the logo, and here are the things that are important. And down below, we have some examples. So there are some finance examples that are simple computationally, some simulations that are simple computationally, some maths art examples, and some other little demos of things. I want to show you some of these. We'll start with the savings calculator, but I want to use a new experimental website, which is this. So here we're looking at a savings calculator, a visualization. We're saving 1,000 every year for 5 years. We're getting interest, 2%, and we end up with 5,308. And over here, separate to the visualization, this visualization uses numbers from CalcLang model, which is separate. And we have the formulas here and the inputs here. So we have formulas, input, output. And I want to show you the formulas. Formulas are the building blocks of calculations here. So if you look at the balance, the savings balance, this is the most important output here. Apart from some edge cases, the balance, the savings balance is the previous year's saving balance, plus deposits, new deposits, plus interest. And we can look at interest. And it's the balance from the previous year's balance, times interest rate. So now I'll point out some things about this code. First of all, you might notice it looks like JavaScript. It looks like JavaScript because it's based on JavaScript. It compiles into JavaScript. Secondly, there's only two new primitives to know about CalcLang, formulas and inputs. Here, balance is a formula and it's blue, although you can't really see it here. And interest rate is an input and it's pink. And although balance is a formula,